our last broadcast, I began a message entitled, How to Overcome the Jonah Complex. And we learned that the Jonah Complex is when a person does the opposite of what God is calling him or her to do. Many Christians are like Jonah. We do the opposite of what God calls us to do. So then, how do you overcome the Jonah Complex? Open your Bibles to Jonah chapter 1, and we'll take a look in the book.
Bread of life.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where the pastor is Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will be bringing a series of messages on the book of Jonah. So get close to your radio and listen as Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. takes a look in the book.
Why is that? Because we got an itch to go and do something else. We got our own plan. We got our own program. We got our own PowerPoint presentation that we want to show. We got our own things that we want. We got an itch to go and do something else other than what God done called us to do. We got the Jonah complex. If nobody get mad at me, can you handle the truth this morning? I think one of the reasons that God is called me to preach about Jonah is because we got some folks up in this house this morning that's got the Jonah complex. Can I tell the truth this morning? I think somebody is sitting right up in this house. They are itching to go do something else. God done told you to do one thing, but you are itching. Oh, yes, you are. You are itching to go and do another thing altogether. You got the Jonah complex. Oh, yes, you do. You got the Jonah complex in you. You want to scratch, but, you know, you don't want to scratch up in here this morning. Oh, yes, you do. You want to scratch because you just itching to go and do something else because you got the Jonah complex. But do you know, when I studied this passage of Scripture, the thing that always jumped out at me and the question that I always wanted to know is, why he didn't want to go to Nineveh? I mean, just really, why he didn't want to go to Nineveh? Could it be that it was too difficult of a job for him to go to Nineveh? The job may have been too big for him. May have been too difficult for him to go to Nineveh. After all, in verse number 2, when God talks about Nineveh, look what God says. Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city. He didn't say a little city. He said, a great city. This is a mega city. In the book of Jonah, this word great is used 14 times in the book. And 6 times is used to describe Nineveh. This great city. Jonah chapter 3 tells us that it takes 3 days to walk from one side of the city to the other. That's a great city. The last chapter, the last verse of the book tell us that there was 120,000 babies in the city, not even counting the adults and the teenagers in the city. It may have been over 600,000 adults and teenagers there in that. Oh, that's a great city. The walls of that city itself was 100 feet high. That's like taking 3 big long telephone poles and just stacking them up on top of each other. That was a great city. Jonah probably figured, there's nowhere in the world I can climb over them walls to get in that city. I can't go under the walls to get in that city. How I'm going to get in the city? I'm a Jew and they are Assyrians, and Assyrians and Jews, they are enemies. You ain't gonna just open your door to your enemy. You're gonna have a closed door to your enemy. How am I gonna get the doors to open to me? So Jonah probably figured that that's too difficult for me to get in. Even if I do get in that city, one man not going to be able to make that big of a difference in that city. Can one man make a difference in a city that size? Jonah said, ain't no sense in me even trying. That job is too difficult that God is calling me to do. So it could have been that the job was too difficult for Jonah. Or it could have been that the job was too dangerous for Jonah. Because when you study this city, God described this city in verse number 2. How did he describe it? He says, for their wickedness is come up before me. He said their wickedness is come up before me. That word wickedness or evil is used 10 times in this book of Jonah. And so this was a wicked city. It was an evil city. Look what Nahum chapter 3 says about it. If you want to find Nahum, you can find it just 2 books to the right from Jonah. Look at what Nahum says. Nahum chapter 3. I just want to read a few verses that you can see what kind of city this was. Nahum chapter 3, verse number 1 through verse number 5. And I'm reading out of the New King James Bible. It says, woe to the bloody city. It is full of lies and robbery. Its victims never depart. The noise of a whip and the noise of rattling wheels, of galloping horses, of clamoring chariots, horsemen charged with bright swords and glittering spear. There's a multitude of slain, a great number of bodies, countless corpses. They stumble over the corpse. Do you see what's happening here? He described this city as a bloody city. A city where everybody is telling lies. A city where everybody is robbing everybody. A city where the war horses are constantly going up and down the streets. He said a city where folks, when they kill you, they ain't got time to bury you because they're getting ready to go rob somebody else, kill somebody else, but they ain't got time to bury nobody, and they're just stumbling over their dead bodies all out there in the street. How did they get to that point? He said, verse 4, because of the multitude of harlotry, of the seductive harlot, the mistress of sorcery, who sell nations through her harlotry and families through her sorcery. In other words, the city of Nineveh, they done got like a spell on folks. You know, when folks see a person that they think is prospering, they start trying to be like them. And it's a seductive kind of thing. When you see somebody and you start wanting something what that other person got, they can easily suck you in. And this is what's happening. This city is sucking the whole world in. See, everybody today want to be like America, don't we? But is America a godly country? Look at all the things that America is involved in. We are leading the world in alcoholism. We are leading the world in divorce. We are leading the world in teenage pregnancy. We are leading the world in pornography. We are leading the world in all kind of crimes today. But everybody's wanting to be like America. Why is that? It's because they are being subdued by an evil spirit. Look. Everybody else may want to be like Nineveh, but God said, I don't want to be like Nineveh. Verse number 5, behold, I'm against you. Everybody else may be for you, but God said, I'm against you, says the Lord of hosts. And so God was against Nineveh, and God sent Jonah there to preach against Nineveh. So could it be that Jonah said, I ain't going because it's too dangerous. They'll kill you there and won't even bury you. Jonah said, I ain't going. Could that be why he didn't want to go, y'all? We always talking about Jonah just disobeyed God. But could that be why he didn't go? That was a dangerous mission. Is you going to go somewhere that folks skinning folks alive. That's a dangerous mission. Oh, my Lord. But you know something? As I continue to keep reading my Bible, and that's why you always want to keep on reading your Bible, because sooner or later, you're going to just stumble up on the answer. And I stumble up on the answer of why Jonah didn't go. As a matter of fact, Jonah tell us why he didn't go in the fourth chapter of the book. Look here at Jonah chapter 4. Jonah chapter 4, the first two verses, Jonah is going to tell us why he didn't go. Look at what Jonah said. Jonah says, but it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry, and he prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore, here it is, I fled before unto Tarshish, for I know, what did you know, Jonah? That thou art a gracious God, a merciful God, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repented thee of the evil. He says, God, the reason I didn't want to go is because I know the kind of God you are. You're the kind of God that when somebody repent of their sin, you're going to forgive them. You're a gracious God. You're a merciful God. You're a loving God. He said, I know that if I go preach and the folks repent, you're going to forgive them. And I didn't want them to be forgiven. They needed to die for their sins. Jonah got this old Jonah complex. But if the truth be told, come on, can we tell the truth and come clean this morning? We got that same Jonah complex. We want everybody to be saved until they start messing with us. Once they start messing with us, change that prayer request, God. Don't save them, kill them. Because they need to know they don't need to be messing with me. And even though we know what the Bible says, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Pray for them that despitefully use you. That ain't how we work that stuff, though. When somebody start messing with us, even though the Bible says, love our enemies, they hating on me, I'm going to hate them back. They going to curse me, I'll let them know. Two can play that game. I know how to cuss. Talking about pray for my enemy. I ain't got time to be praying for my enemy. I got something else I want to do anyway. And so we just go on and do what we want to do because we ain't wasting our time on them people. They've been giving me hell. They deserve hell. So let them go to hell then. I know I ain't supposed to be talking like that. But they made me mad. I ain't got time for all that. I'm going to move around and do something else. That's that old Jonah complex. And that's why the world is dying and going to hell. It's because many Christians today, we are more concerned about us than saving the lost. We are more concerned about our own prosperity. At the Jonah complex. But how do you overcome the Jonah complex? Can I give you three ways to overcome the Jonah complex? Matter of fact, it's going to be as easy as A, B, C. Amen. Amen. A, admit you got the Jonah complex. You got to admit. If you're going to overcome this old Jonah complex, you got to admit that you got the Jonah complex. When you go to AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, what's the first step there in Alcoholics Anonymous? You got to admit that you got a problem and you are powerless to overcome this problem in your own strength. And you got to rely on the high power in order to overcome this problem. In the same way, in order to overcome the Jonah complex, you got to admit you got the Jonah complex. You got to admit that the good that I should, I don't always do, and the evil stuff that I don't supposed to do, I find myself doing. You got to admit you got the Jonah complex. And you got to admit that you powerless. You can't do it in and of yourself. But there is a power called God Almighty, through the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Because like the prophet said, it's not by my power or by my might, but by the Spirit of the living God, you can overcome the Jonah complex. Be, but you got to believe. Believe that it costs more to disobey God, but it pays to obey God. Believe that it costs more to disobey God, but it pays to obey God. Oh, yeah. See, it costs Jonah when Jonah disobeyed God. When you read verse number 3 again, the Bible says that Jonah, he rose from to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and he went down to Joppa, and he paid the fare, and he went down into the ship. Notice what you got there. You got two downs there. Jonah went down, he went down, and he paid the fare to go to Tarshish, but he never made it to Tarshish. He paid for a trip, and he never reached the destination, and he couldn't get a refund. You think about it. Whenever you disobey God, you're going to go down. You're going to go down, and you're going to pay for something, and it don't even satisfy, and you can't get a refund. Oh, it costs you more whenever you disobey God. But it always pays to obey God. All you got to do is just read your Bible and go back over there to the book of Exodus. And you can read about Moses' mama. And Moses' mama will tell you that it pays to obey God. Because, see, Moses' mama had this little baby named Moses. As a matter of fact, the king had told them, anytime the Hebrew ladies, if you have a baby boy, throw that baby boy in the Nile River. But she didn't throw her baby in the Nile River because she believed the Bible. The Bible said, thou shalt not kill. She feared God. But also when she saw this little baby, she said, this is a little special child here. I believe that God has got a purpose for this baby. And she put this baby in a basket and put the baby in the basket there in the Nile River. And she told her daughter, Moses' big sister, say, I want you to watch this basket and see what happened to the baby in the basket. And as she was watching the basket, a Pharaoh's daughter just happened to show up down there at the Nile River, and she went over there to the basket, and she opened up the basket, found the baby in the basket. Then she took the baby out of the basket, and then Moses' little sister showed up. Say, do you need a Hebrew lady to take care of that baby? She said, yeah, go find me a Hebrew lady to take care of the baby. And she went and got her mama, Moses' mama, and brought her to Pharaoh's daughter. Pharaoh's daughter put the baby back in Moses' mama's hand and said, I need you to take care of this baby, and I'll pay you for it. Look at how God works. See, God can do exceedingly, abundantly, beyond and above all that we can imagine or think, according to the power that works within us. Oh, it always costs you when you disobey God. But it pays when you obey God. We looked at A, we looked at B, but let me give you C. Can I give you C? C, you must confess that God didn't give you what you deserve, but he gave you what you didn't deserve. You got to confess. God didn't give you what you deserve, but he gave you what you don't deserve. Jonah got an attitude because he saw God giving folks something that they didn't deserve. See, Jonah wanted them to get justice. They've been acting all hellish. Give them hell. But God didn't give them hell. God offered them heaven. And Jonah got upset because God didn't give them what they deserved. But God gave them what they didn't deserve. But Jonah forgot. That's how God's been dealing with him. God didn't give Jonah what he deserved. He gave him what he didn't deserve. Or if God would have just gave Jonah justice, Jonah, when he thought about running from God, he wouldn't have made it. When he took his first step in running from God, God could have killed him right then. He would have never made it there to the boat. When he made it to the boat, he would have never got off the boat alive. Jonah would have never even got out of the big fish alive if God would have gave him what he deserved. God didn't give him what he deserved. He gave him grace, what he don't deserve. When you look at your life, you can't be getting all upset when you see other folks getting blessed, because God's been blessing you too. God ain't been giving you just us, but God's been dealing with you in grace and in mercy. Oh, tell the truth and shame the devil, somebody. If God would have dealt with us in justice, we wouldn't even woke up this morning. We wouldn't even started out this day. We wouldn't even been able to get in our car. We wouldn't even been able to come to church. We wouldn't even been able to sing some song and pray some prayer. I wouldn't been able to preach the word of God this morning if God would have dealt with us in some justice. Oh, if you just tell the truth this morning, somebody went out to a nightclub, and if God would have dealt with you in justice, you would have made it out of the club. When you took that drink, that would have been your last drink. When you took that smoke, that would have been your last smoke. When you got in that car, that would have been the last time you drove that car. But because of the grace and the mercy of God. You are living, and you live to tell your story. That's why the songwriter said, amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Anybody know what I'm talking about this morning? That's how you overcome the Jonah complex. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you that you didn't give us what we deserve. If you would have gave us what we deserve, all of us would have woke up in hell. But because of your mercy, your grace. So help us not be jealous when we see you giving grace and mercy to somebody else. Help us to just praise the Lord and obey you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray.
Bread of life, sent down.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.
Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with